Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 26th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
This evening, we are talking about the Halami Mohlante Commission of Inquiry into post-election violence and killing of some protesters on August 1st this year.
To join our discussion, as usual, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about violence that erupted in Bulawayo at a hearing on post-election violence.
There was chaos and pandemonium at the commission's hearing in Bulawayo after one of the people giving evidence singled out President Emmerson Mnangagwa as one of the people who allegedly took part in the Gukurahundi atrocities in the 1980s. The man said he was now an orphan because of the Zimbabwean leader who has dismissed as untrue claims that he was involved in the Gukurahundi atrocities.
Some people say the commission is a waste of time and resources as it should have conducted its hearings in Harare instead of cities like Bulawayo and others, which they claim have no bearing on the outcome of the probe.
And four people identified as members of Mutwakazi Republic Party and Opposition Party were arrested at the hearing, which was adjourned but later resumed with tight security.
The commission's objectives are to inquire about the post-election violence in August, to identify the actors and their leaders, their motives and strategies deployed by the protesters, to investigate circumstances that necessitated the involvement of the military in assisting the maintenance of law and order and other issues.
Please note that we are also streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yabakambe mahlabe zulu lingachona njani lapho khona endaweni sijeneyo namhlanje sikhuluma ngokwenzakala kobulawayo lapho kule commission ehlolisisa ukubulawa kwabantu eHarare. Ikomishini ke le ikhangela ngakhona kungani kwahlupha ngo-August 1 kumbe ngithi ngoNcwabakazi lo nyaka. Abantu babemele ukuthi bezwe phela ukuthi ukhetho luhamba njani, kodwa abanye bathi soluphuzile. Abanye basebengena ke emgwaqweni, bathi sebengene khonapho ke kwangazani kwabuya amasotsha abadubula kwafakwa ngu-6. So ke nxa sikhangela ke okwenzakale lamhla khonoku kukomishini yakhona, kulabantu abavimbileyo kobulawayo besithi kathi indaba kukhulunywa ngakhonoku ubulawa kwabantu abangu-6, indaba kungakhulunywa ngabantu abafika phose 20,000 abafa ngesikhathi sombhuqazo weGukurahundi. Kodwa ke ikomishini le igcineke iqhubeka ngomsebenzi sokwala amapholisa amaningi lokunye okuthize. Abantu abane abangu-4 sibili babotshiwe kulandela khonoku kuxozela. Ye, kunjalo ke Blessing. So asiqhubeka mfowethu.
Onguka hamawadiwa se zvamuri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa naGibbs nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve commission iri kuongorora nezve kupfurwa kwakaitwa vanhu muHarare musi wa 1 August. Asi nasi commission yanga iri kuBulawayo ichitarisirwa zvakare mangwana kuti inenge iri kuGweru. KuBulawayo kwamboita kunetsana kwakanyanya mushure mekunge mumwe murume ati haasi kufara nekuti ave nherera mushure mekunge vabereki vake vaurayiwa munguva yeGukurahundi, achitaura iye zita remutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa semumwe wevatungamiri vainge vari pamberi penyaya iyoyi yeGukurahundi, zvinova zvakonzera kuti paite bata murefu bata mupfupi, vamwe vachikandirana zvibhakira, vamwe vachikandirana zvigaro kana kuti macheya, zvazopa kuti mapurisa anodzivirira mvonga mupopoto kana kuti Riot Police anga achiuya, vamwe vachizouya vakapakatira pfuti kuti hurukuro iyi ienderere mberi. But Gibbs, we also managed to get hold of one of the commissioners, that is Professor Lovemore Maduku, soon after the hearing to have his take on what transpired in Bulawayo today. Let's take a listen.
It is very, very important for the commission to go outside Harare for the very simple reason that, first, we do not know whether the only people that know what happened in Harare are those people in Harare. We have met a number of people outside Harare who were in Harare on the 1st of August, who witnessed what happened. But either they were on their way or they were on a brief stay in Harare, but they are now out here and will not have an opportunity to get to Harare to say their story, their side of the story. That is the first. The second very important thing is that our commission is not just supposed to be looking at what happened. It is also required to make recommendations with a view to ensuring that these things not happen in the future. We must not just lose life. Even one life must not be lost. How do we prevent a situation where there are clashes between citizens and members of the police, clashes between citizens and the army? We also have to say, how best can we ensure that the army would not come in and then the army would not shoot, or the police would not come in, or the police will fail to control peaceful protesters? So these are the issues that we want to look at. What do Zimbabweans want the military to do, and under what circumstances may the military come in? At what point is the military required to rescue the police? What should happen when they come to rescue? When do they use the live bullets? And so forth. These are the things. And so Zimbabweans of all walks and life have an interest in those issues, and they must be given an opportunity to say out what they feel and what they would want to recommend.
Are you at all surprised that some people in Matabeleland are saying that priority must be given to the alleged Gukurahundi massacres?
We very much understand what they are saying, and we very much support and sympathize with what is happening. All what you do when you get out here, people have issues. The Gukurahundi issue remains an issue. From the evidence that we have received, it's clear that this is an issue to be attended to. So we are taking all issues. They will be part of our report, and we will make appropriate recommendations. So we would take in anything. People are allowed. They cannot be constrained. If people have an opportunity to appear before us, they should say what they say.
Lastly, Professor Maduku, your critics are saying, well, this commission is now becoming costly because you are investigating the obvious instead of just tackling the issue of who deployed the boots on the ground. You are going as far as Matabeleland, something that the cash-strapped nation might not be able to afford.
I think that people must know that that important question of who ordered the military to get into town, that is an important question. It will be answered. The commission will find an answer to that. But just finding an answer to that question will not solve much. It will just be a part of the solution. Once you say that we have found out that so-and-so ordered, whether they were supposed to order or not order, you still need to go further and say on what basis, under what circumstances, how may this be prevented in the future if it is found that it was improperly done? How may we lessen or prevent altogether the loss of life? And then the issues to do with compensation. All these issues still have to be investigated. We don't need one answer. There is no one question. There are several questions that arise once you answer the first one as to who ordered the military to get in.
Professor Lovemore Maduku is a law lecturer at the University of Zimbabwe and is also the president of the Opposition National Constitutional Assembly. He is one of the 9 commissioners. He was talking there about what transpired in Bulawayo today and also his take on some of the issues that you, our listeners and viewers, are also asking us. I think he did manage to respond to some of the key questions. Of course, the issue of Gukurahundi is very, very sensitive, but it's an issue that many say must be discussed. Hongu, manzwa va Maduku vachitaura apa nezve kuBulawayo vachiti zvakakosha kuti vange vachienda kuBulawayo kunonzwa pfungwa dzevanhu, nekuti hongu zvinhu zvakaitikira muHarare, asi kune vamwe vanhu vekuBulawayo vakanga vari muHarare musi iwoyo vada kunonzwawo kuti zvakafamba sei, vachitiwo inyaya inoda kuti inyatsozeiwe kuti zvii zvinozomboitika kana kuti vanhu vachiratidzira pozoguma popinda mauto. Varudanzu kwa fungwa zevanu waka wanda wanda. Kwete muharari chete asi muzimbabwe yose. Nekuti varuguti kunze kwekuti ndiana kati mauto apinde mugwagwa. Komisheni irikuti irakuongoro kuti munera mangwana. Nde zvipi zvimwe zvingadzidzwewo panechiitiko kwa icho chiche. Gibbs.
Yeah, we are going to say kuti umatuku ke sawasiti ke isikwisa mfundo se University of Zimbabwe. Njalo likweta. Njalo ke ukokela ibandla le-NCA. So ke bekhuluma lapha sithi ke kulilungelo le-commission ukuthi ingena ngene ingene kobulawayo suka lapho ke iyo kwezinye indawo ezijeneyo ngoba kulabanye abantu abathu senzakala udlakele eHarare bekhona khona ngale eHarare njalo ke uthe uzwile kukhulunywa ngodaba lwe-Google Round ukuthi lungani luyasinda kakhulu uthe ke bazathi nxa sebe lungise bakulungisayo ingxaba zakukhuluma khonoko ukuthi ke i-Google Round ke yavela kobulawayo. Kuzobuya ke la ngamakhosi blessing kukhuluma ukuthi ke imali lapha involved kungani ke baqhuba nje bahola ye kunjalo so asikwazi ukuthi bahola imali ngodwa silomuntu
not clear tine mterere ari parunare ndiyani wati naye hapana atauya buta let's go to our Facebook page kushona huko timbozikoto zvakamira sei tina mkoma Fidelis Sankara Chimombe my good friend Fidelis how are you doing. Fidelis is here in America. Leonard Kony, arikuti call me. Chakufonerai mkoma Leonard Narid, arikuti nese asi tinoeza utikufonerai. Samson Zijo, arikuti let him leave, he's not managing this country. I don't know mkoma Samson, tiana arikunza haendo. Sibangani Ntlovu, arikuti we are tired of this scandal of ZANU-PF. Donald Mamboma, my good friend in South Africa, arguti call me. Jafet Moses Mawomba, anota, I don't understand why we don't just use the US dollar as a local currency. We are not discussing this today, but please, God, tell Mr. Mnangagwa to think about us. Obviously, talking about the prizes. Miriam Marete, arguti please call me. Leonard Jakara Guti, Leonard Kony, we are the seven people. Were the seven people shot in Bulawayo or Harare? What is the reason of going to Bulawayo? What kind of investigation is this? Please do not waste taxpayers' money on an irrelevant inquiry. K. Mukunda Guti, I thought our constitution clearly states who should maintain law and order, and when the army is deployed and who deploys it. Do we need a commission to tell us this? Effort Silver Star Chiwota Arguti Ashika, how are you here? Just announcing his arrival. Gibbs, would you have will continue to read some of these?
Silobaka Chitsani Uti Malume Mtembo Linjan Letimba. Yes, yapila kakhulu ke bakani lapho khona kona ngapho besubhala ke lapha bakani ke usithi angithukani but common sense is not common kulindaba. Inkulungwane zabantu zabulawa eMatabeleland ayikhulunywa indaba yakhona kodwa laba abayisithupha bahlalelwa phansi. Yebo impilo yomuntu matters loba ebulewe eyedwa kumbe baphambanisile na indaba leyi. Give recognition to every life. Yosendisiwe la uswakela amehlo ke izibonibone lezana ukuthi ngikhona la msengisesitikini yi ngizokuthatha silo muntu icinge lapha siloba nofoti.
Tine mterere ri parunare.
No, I'm told we've got Mr. Mbuso Fuzwayo of Ipetu Likazulu. This is a non-governmental organization. Mr. Fuzwayo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening. Good evening.
Yeah. I was telling about Fuzwayo. What happened to you?
I commissioned the people who are in the community. They're going to Harare. They're going to traumatize. They're going to be able to ade bengasuthiseki ngokuthi kwakukhulunywa ngento yabantu abangu-6 kodwa akula nto ethintwayo ngalaba abafa ngombhuqazwe but okube lusizi ukuthi ngemva kwalokho ngemva kokubana omunye ujaha enikeze i-testimony amapholisa asele hambopha
so kuthiwa wenzeni uwoneni
bathi icala lakhe kuthi uthe kwangibona u-Emerson wabulala abazali bakhe umnangagwa lowo ngupresident welizwe kathesi bathi yilicala lakhe.
Yes, bona sungani zokujikijelana la ngezitulo bekuhamba njani
bekulo jaha odethe yena lo jaha bekuyisonesisikhathi ujaha lo ekhuluma ngokuthi i-commission umuntu osemakhanda bekulomfanekiso wakhe u-Emerson Mnangagwa wathi lo muntu osemakhandeni wabulala abazali bethu ngoba lo munye ujaha osukume ekugalari wathi wambona wawukhona wena wambona ebabulala so yikho kucaphule abantu
ye kodwa-ke kugcina kuzokuphindwa futhi laqhubeka ngodaba lalo
waqhubekwa ngemva kwemini kusekwa-adjena ngoda soyizikhathi zelantshi kuthe ngemva kwalokho kwaqhubeka kwaze kwatshayiswa ngama-around 6 bathe bephuma o-former president e-South Africa omokhanti lwani udaha ebotshwa yena lo de ngiyode nikeza lobo bufakazi
aha hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sitole ubambe khonapho-ke babafuzwayo. So Mr. Fuzwa is saying that the commotion started when that guy who you were talking about, who said that, Mr. Mnangagwa allegedly killed his parents. And then there was some point who intervened and, everything went haywire. So he says after the commission, after the hearings, the guy who actually said Mr. Mnangagwa allegedly killed his parents was arrested. So he says this is something that happened soon after the inquiry. So he says it's very much disturbing that people can give some testimony. And thereafter, there's a follow-up by the police who then arrest you and all those kind of things. So he says it's worrying so much.
Of course, Zimbabwe is not the only country to have gone through that civil unrest and those killings. Remember, there was... in Rwanda, yes, and also in neighboring South Africa, 1996 in Rwanda, around 1995 after the genocide, Tutsi Hutu genocide in 1994, very painful, but they went through the processes and hopefully they are moving forward, although animosities might continue here and there, but many conflict resolutions analysts say it is very important. We are being joined by our second guest, Mr. Makomborero Aruzivishe. He's a former student leader, and he also testified in Harare before this commission. Mr. Aruzivishe, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks so much. Why did you decide to testify in Harare? Why do you think this is important?
Yeah, I think this is important because, one, Emerson Mnangagwa.
President Mnangagwa, Mr. Aruzivishe?
Hello?
Let's refer to him as President Emerson Mnangagwa.
All right.
Thank you.
President Emerson Mnangagwa, he kills people on the 1st of August. The second thing is, I survived death by a whisker. Someone who was a few meters away from me was shot. The third thing why I decided to go and testify, the third reason, is that after killing people, deploying soldiers to kill people who were unarmed, they then hired a commission of inquiry, a commission of mercenaries to come and cover up for those murders, using our taxpayers' money. Those people, I think, if you check with their profiles, supposed profiles, former president of South Africa, professors, international lawyers who are in that commission, you discover that they don't come here for a few dollars. They cost a lot, and we are not even told how much they are costing and eating into our budget. And who approves that budget, we don't even know. Then the fourth thing why I went to testify is this, and that... President Emerson Mnangagwa is the commander-in-chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. He is the only one with the right and authority to play soldiers for whatever activity, be it to play soccer, be it for a cleanup campaign, and more so, be it to go for an armed intervention. So he has the authority and also the liability to soldiers' behavior, especially given this scenario in which soldiers went and killed people. The fifth and most important reason is that we have been told of this day, of this killing. We have been told before by Engobedi Rugege, a senior official who was in the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and the appointment of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. We have been told by the likes of a former minister of State for Mashonga Province, Mr. Josiah Ongwe, we've been told about this killing, foretold by a former Deputy Minister of Finance, Mr. Honorable Terence Mkope. We've been foretold about this day by the Right Honorable, a Vice President of Zimbabwe currently, about this day of this killing. And they foretold that Emmerson Mnangagwa will use the military to retain power by any means necessary. They made it clear that you will use soldiers for campaigning and to defend power. So whatever happened on this day, it was something that was foretold, and it was more of the fulfillment of what we were told by these senior government officials, of which when they said it, most of them said it never to Nanga was present, and he never disputed that.
Mr. Maruzimishi, but was it now not proper for Mr. Mnangagwa to appoint persons who are neutral to investigate? Otherwise, like you are saying, if he had, if there was an internal investigation, some people might have said, wait a minute, he is covering up, because some of these people, you might not agree with them, but they are very professional people and eminent persons.
But look, this is an internal investigation. It's not an external investigation. Those people are not even by any means independent or neutral.
How do you know that before they conclude the commission? I mean, before you see their findings?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Mm-hmm. Yes, let me analyze maybe just four or three of them. Firstly, I begin by the chairman of the commission himself, Mr. Moshandi. Mm-hmm. When Emmerson Mnangagwa fled from Zimbabwe after he was fired from ZANU-PF, he assembled a team which was headed by Mr. Moshandi himself, the former president of South Africa, to go around lobbying for his acceptance ahead of the coup within the African continent, African leaders. He was on Mr. Mnangagwa's payroll, Mr. Moshandi himself. Then secondly, that British lawyer, Dixon, mm-hmm. That guy is a record. The over four times he's appeared in commissions where rogue governments, military governments, killed people but wanted to clear up their dirty acts, their matters, mm-hmm. for reacceptance within the international community. And it's clear even on his job description on his website that he speaks on behalf of politicians and military commanders. So he's come here to do a hatchet job. And if we link him to the statements by Your Excellency Theresa May, the Prime Minister of England, of UK, when she was asked when she came to Africa about Emmerson Mnangagwa's shootings, the shootings of Vanagas, what she said, there will be a commission of inquiry into that to be appointed. Emmerson Mnangagwa has appointed the commission of inquiry to look into that, implying that these people want the commission of inquiry to just mop up the mess that has been created, but it's not the lives of people killed. People have a mistake of using statistics of just adding them to statistics that are 7 people. But these are not just 7 people. These were someone's mother, someone's breadwinner, someone's sister, someone's father, and there are people who were dependent on them. Then, thirdly, we go to Professor Mumatuku. Prior to his appointment in the commission, there's video evidence where he has already blamed the MDC Alliance, especially the leader of the MDC Alliance, President Nelson Chamisa. They had blamed him for the violence, but President Nelson Chamisa is not in charge of the military. President Nelson Chamisa did not kill people. He's not in charge of weapons, guns, and ammunition. So is it not eventual that you are after uttering the sentiments and blaming Mr. Nelson Chamisa, then got appointed in the commission.
Okay, Mr. Aruzibishe, please do stay on the line. We just want to quickly hold your thoughts. Take one or two listeners, and then we'll come back to you, and we continue with our discussion. Gibbs, Nengeti Nevamu, Tereri. Diana, Ariparunari. Hello, Mtereri, Wedo Kutanga?
Hello.
Hey, Magadi.
Makasimbe rakuru.
Aiwa tiripo tiri kutaurana vani.
Muto ana Richmond Madeu.
Madeu.
Yes.
Okay, vamadeu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinoza kuti commission yata sarudzwa nevanozvipi vakavoterwai. Hapana zviripo.
Same thing.
Ndinotowira nemutauri abab. Vamadhuku pakazvakaitika madhuku the following 2 days or 3 days akabva tanga kutoropodza vachamisa boat cutter. Saka commission ya pana zviripo.
Asika vanogona kunge vachitsoropodza avo dziri pfungwa dzavo vamadhuku pada vakazoita ongororo vakanzwa kune vamwe vanhu vozoona kuti vanga vakakanganisa hazviitiki
aiwa mwana nyoga inyoga inoruma mwana nyoga inyoga inoruma
saka hapana chamuri kuona chinobuda
hapana chinobuda kuda kungodzimira boat cutter president wedigator simbi inogura dzimwe simbi boat cutter
saka imunotsigira yenyu MDC
pachena simbi inogura dzimwe simbi boat cutter saka vana madhuku vese ava nyangadzi dzina advocate vanotodzidawo vese ava saka vanotova kutoropodza kuti advocate akaipa aiwa boat cutter hapana chakaipa tiri kutambura izvozvi zvinonyaya dzavana madhuku ivanozvidi vakabvuwa vakafunda zvatiita kublawaya dai kutoti ini ndiri nemukana wekuti ndiandiri peinindika vanhu vakaatana madhuku avo ava havari fanitomboonekaa ava vanofanira kungourawa
vamadheu tinenge taakutaura zvatisingabvumire kuti titaure pamhepo kana achitaura nyaya tine chida kuti nyaya dzese dzipedzwe murunyararo kana tisingawirirani tichionesana kuti hatisi kuwirirana kwete zvemhirizhonga asi tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu
pari zvinorwadza mani vanhu vakafira mahara izvi vana vava vari kutambura zvinhu zvamira zvakanakwa zimbabwe
tinotenda vamadeo
zviri pachena
tinotenda zvikuru okay of course like we said at the top of the show this can be very emotional but of course we want people to find peaceful means you know remember an eye for an eye makes the world blind.
That's right.
You know, so of course we hope that we'll continue a civil discussion. But Mr. Madeo is saying that he thinks Mr. Maduku is a dog in the fight, and he's criticizing him for alleging that Mr. Chamisa had a hand in it 2 days after the killings in Harare, Gibbs.
And he says he's got the primary evidence. Right?
Indeed, the V11.
Yes. So let's switch over to Mr. Fuzwayo. Baba Fuzwayo, loko kone ncinga baba.
Yebo.
Ye, nxa sukhangela kono kuke ukuthi abantu laba babuye kobulawayo. Bebe vele bedingani lunya ngombono wena.
Okuluhlupo vele okunyambana ngazathi kucaphula abantu. Ikuthi ungakhangela i-template yabo labana abantu abayisebenzisayo idinga ikhuluma kakhulu ngabantu abenza umsindo kayikhulumi ngabantu abadubula abantu but i-concern yabantu no one is disputing ukuthi abantu benza umsindo but okusemakhanda abantu yikuthi who ordered the army to go onto the street and what is it that they were told to do yikho okuyi-question and it appears that question does not exist kubani ulokuzeni yalabana abantu so umbuzo lo kawuveli ngoba akula muntu okuhanti ngo-2016 ungakhumbula ngento zetajamuka kwatshiswa izimota zamapholisa kwatshiswa ze-DC but akula muntu wadutshulwayo kathese abantu badutshuliwe and umbuzo yokuthi babethunywe ngubani ukuthi amapholisa akawaye esitaradeni njalo ayephiwe instruction bani ukuthi ayekwenza ebantwini ngoba lapha so umbuzo wona lo kawuphumi uphume kokuthi labana abantu ngoba lo muntu ode buyile esithi vele Harare ubekhuma ngokuthi abantu labana bahamba bayenza i-violence labana babesebenzisa izitina ngabo bona bephiye ibronko ububona ukuthi ngumuntu onjani izanu ilisenza idrama izanu ilisenza idrama ngoba kodwa kugcwele nezalukazi zezanu and a lot of people and konkana ebantwini abangapha abakwaziyo ukuthi no this is not the first incident Zimbabwe every after election kule culture yokusebenzisa umbhobho ngoba ungathi ngo-85 90 kudutshulwa kombayi there's always been into yona le and kathesi abantu were expecting ukuthini this commission will be able to say what the role of i-military after i-election and who instructs them ukuthi becine benjani bengene ku-civilian life yikho kodwa kucaphula abantu ukuthi umbuzo wona lo kawunjani kawuveli uvele ukuthi abantu abahamba bechitha izimota abagcwala ezitridini babedenyisa ibronko ukuthi kugcina sokungazani ukuthagethe ukubambani abantu be-opposition zana abantu ababulala abantu
bamba khonapho ke ungayikatshana so what Mr. Fuzwayo is saying is that you know, what he realized was that there were so many ZANU-PF activists at the hearing. And he said some of them were actually senior citizens and some youths. And at the same time, you know, the issue of the role of the military after the elections is not clear. And it wasn't coming right, according to him. So people wanted to press on that issue. But then the commissioners and some ZANU-PF activists wanted to suppress that kind of voice, you know. So he says that's exactly what infuriated a lot of people. So he says the role of the army is always clear. After 1980 elections, there was the Kukuraondi era. Then came in the time when Mr. Kombai, still remember Patrick Kombai? He was actually shot, yes, in Kweru. And he says thereafter there were also some other issues to do with the security forces. So he says this army issue should be interrogated very deeply by the commission. And he says this may not come out because they're trying to press, according to him, for the issue of the opposition to come clear that the opposition is to blame in all this.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Mohlante-led commission into the killings of the 1st of August when some protesters in Harare were shot by the military. Official reports say six people died, but human rights groups are saying there could be more. But today the commission was in Bulawayo where there were skirmishes after one person who was giving oral evidence said that the president had a hand in the Kukuraondi massacres, and four people were arrested after that. And the commission had been forced to adjourn for some time before resuming. Tinemwe mutereri ariparunari makadi.
Pisa diwo.
Ehe, muri kupi imimi?
Ah, tiri kuzumba.
Oh, kwakadi kuzumba ndanzwa kuti hamusi kudai kuti aura sita renyu.
Eh, ndaranga harina haro mosha ndiri kungotambudzika une chirongwa chiri chipicha ichi cheko. Kuti izvinhu zvakaitika zvakaitika muHarare. Aitika muHarare vanhu votumira vanhu kumatembeleni kuti vatore zvinhu zvepaHarare. Munhu akwanisi kutaura zvinhu zvaasina kuona. Vakatorawo kumatembeleni kuti aiwa ka. Isisi hatiri kwanisipa zvekuHarare zvekuti kamwana vakanga vari kupi kuHarare. Saka tinotora zvokuno intubhani kuti takaurayirwa vabereki vedu nemunhu uyu. Yatiwa mhaka inotongwa mapurisa ouya nevane puti. Saka komisheni yacho inotaura sei nayo kana ine sapoti yakadaro. Totya here. Saka chokwadi chano chichabvepi sokuti president wedu vakatudzwa kuti he is a person of peaceful and merciful, a person with the people at heart. He did everything harmony. Saka is this the mena yacho yataakuona iri kutika nyika yedu? Vamwe vakatora vakati inini makadiwa nevanhu endai mega muvanhu kwete zvokuti haira vanhu vanobva kunoko but still kuramba chitumira vanhu. Vanhu vacho vanotumirwa chokwadi chataurika hapana anotifarira. Vanhu vakutorohwa, vanhu vakutoitwa sei. Saka tinorarama sei munyika yakadaro? Toti nzara, toti kuharasa, toti kushaya pokubata, toti kudi. Inyika rudzii kutonga here kana dai muchionawo zvinhu? Ndo mashoko angu chete andati nditaurawo zvangu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Isu tichifarawo nokuti gashe vakaita zvinhu zviri kuitika muzimbabwe hazvina kumbomira zvakanaka. Tiri kutotaura tichierura vanhu, tiri kufa, tiri kuona nhamo every day nekuda kwehurumende yedu iyoyi. Iyezvinezvi tiri kundwa vashamisa vari kuda kuita nhingi kugadzwa kwavo nebato riri kuvafarira nevanhu vavo. Vanhu vonzanzi akaenderera mberi ari kuzviisa munjoni. Saka toraramira kupi zvinhu zvese zvinotyisa? Toendepi? Ndiyo nyika yatakabarwa tikatemberera tikadini nevana vedu vari kungokura. Tiri kungorarama munhapa iwohwo tichishingirira, asi hatisi kuzorodzwa. Taona nhamo tazvirega vanhu vakai. Iyi hurumende ikaikai handizi kuti hurumende yerudzii. Tatambura amunangagwa vari kutigonera neutongi hwavo hwese.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Hatina kusununguka, hatina zvachose. Hakuna demokrasi yanotaurwa varitonyika.
Aiwa, maita basa zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
tinotenda nekuti gashirawo mangwana mukaramuzvinhu.
Tinotenda. That's our listener in Uzumba, Maramba Pfungwe. Of course, there's ZANU-PF stronghold in Mashonaland East, but she's saying that Mr. Mnangagwa's government is very oppressive. And, you know, she says Zimbabweans are living literally like slaves, and they are not free to express their views. And she's saying that she's shocked that after a person expressed his views at these hearings, he was immediately arrested. So she's saying that all is not well, the economy, everything, their freedoms. And she's saying that, you know, as a leader, he is failing.
Silo baba, silo mama kumbe, lapa usindisiwe Ndlovu, uthi kunzima khona sizayicela isivuthiyo. Kubulawa ikomishini le, izaphuma lani. Kuzobuye ke uDube Bongani la uyakhuluma, uthi ZANU-PF kayiphume bantu benkosi, sesidiniwe shuwa kunini sadubeka kwele Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya njalo usindisiwe uyakhuluma njalo uthi, why didn't they appoint abantu be ZANU-PF kumbe le MTC and other parties uthi bangene kukomishini yena le. Sibone ke esikhiweni lapha ke kustudio 7 lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi sishaya ke kuVOA studio 7 VOA Shona lakuVOA Indebele. Lapha ke ngikhuluma ngama-Facebook pages ethu, hambani ningene khona ngale sibone ukuthi singakwenza. KuTwitter sikhona futhi njalo VOA Indebele le-VOA studio 7. So ngena ke uTwitter khonapho ke utshaye VOA Indebele usitshele ukuthi ukuhamba njani uye kumbe kuVOA studio 7 utsho phela ukuthi wena ubona njani ngalokho. Yes, yabona uBenjamin Njarabani uthi pick up Bulawayo people. So kanye zani yakuthazelela lokho. Kuzobuya ke Eddington Chiwara uthi I'm watching you guys from South Africa. Kube njalo lo Faith Cutler uthi I'm touched with what is happening lapha ke eZimbabwe kunzima. Kakwazi ukuthi kuzobuya ke ubaba osecingweni khona manje sizokuthatha ngubaba Mvundla kumbe ngelinye ke ngesinye isibongo. Baba Mvundla kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ukuliphi ilizwe? Bavundla.
Ngise UK lapha eManchester.
Ye, akuthi ukuthi wena ubona ningwa udaba lolu uthini ngakhona okwenzakale koBulawayo?
Baba kunzima ngoba njengoba abalaleli behlelo lesizwe sonke saseZimbabwe sikhuluma ukuthi akumeki sense ukuthi abantu ababulawa eHarare kwenziwe amakomishini, commissioning ikoste about $300 $300,000 ilizwe lingela mali. Abantu besokola. Seriously, lihambe liyethunuka izilonda zabantu bemathebelelendi labo abalezi khalazo zabo ezingake zakhangelwa ngabantu. Into eyenzakala 27 years ago, you still are not discussing it really. It's really painful. I also wanted to touch ngizundoda webheshu likaZulu ekhuluma ngaloo ndoda okhulume ngokuthi uPresident Mnangagwa wabulala ubabakhe. I'm calling solidarity towards all Zimbabweans ukuthi sihlangane nini simsekele lo ndoda ngoba I don't think it's fair ukuthi umuntu gets arrested for saying four words.
Yeah. So ubona zani kumele kuyaphumana kodwa kuka wonke lokho. Kukhanya ngazani ke ubaba esihla ecingweni ucingo lakhe solumane lwafibhala but
ngikhona baba.
Yeah. Sesikuzwa manje. So kodwa ubona zani kuyaphumana kukhona ku okukhulunywayo.
Hayi, akulo kune singakuthola kulokhu ngeqiniso kunini kusenziwa izinto ezinje. And they really never come to anything. Izapu initially we said we wanted a national transitional authority. But they will not take that on board because abantu nababona they are hell-bent on ukuba ngumbuso. Singathini thina njengabantu basisizweni? There's nothing really that we can do as Zimbabweans. We've been persevering for so long. But really kubuhlungu ukuthi i-commission lay njengalo uJahoko wakhuluma wathi abantu bakaMohlandi labantu bakaMnanga ukuthi babuye bazoyenza i-commission bayekele ukukhuluma ngezinhlungu ezibanjwe ngabantu bemathebeleni. It's really really sad.
Yeah, nxa ufisa ke sicela utshaye la ngesikhiwa khona lapho njengamafutshane uphonga ukuthi cha cha nje.
Ngesikhiwa lakho.
Yeah. Jaba.
Yes. So what I was saying was, one, how can you investigate an incident in an area which the incident didn't happen? And it's really disrespectful, not only to the people who are in Matabeleland, who are still crying about their own grievances, which have not been really addressed till today. And it's also disrespectful and not authentic to the people of Harare, whom are the ones who have seen these things happening to them. Abantu, the people who have, the families and relatives who have died, it's disingenuous, really. Their grievances have not been given this 300,000 worth of investigation. It's done in Harare. Another thing that I wanted to touch on was the issue with, as long as the issue of Kukurawundi is not resolved, it will be very difficult anyways for our leader and our country to move on, whether by inquiries, whether by commissions, even by this peace and reconciliation thing, unless they resolve that issue. And they don't want to resolve that issue because that issue is a can of worms. It opens up the long hand, short hand massacres that happened in Motoko. It also opens up the can of worms with the MDC massacres that happened in 2002 and 2008. We need solidarity as a people. And for the country to move forward, we need the truth and justice. Peace and reconciliation will never come unless there is truth and justice. And for this young man who was arrested, remember, the thing that nobody has mentioned in this conversation is that why there was this uproar, it was because he was instigated by an individual. After this guy had expressed how he lost his family, this individual said, where were you when your family were dying? That is deeply insensitive. And if you notice the video clips that went around, this individual, when the commotion was happening, one was not arrested and was with the police abusing other people who were there. I wonder if that individual is arrested rather than this young man who was arrested for just airing his grievances.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
Mkoma po.
No, for a tribunal of South Africa, tribunal of Chironga Chirimwe.
I want to note that school neuter Chironga Chirum Koma po, Tipe of Mwazin.
For what I would note, if a commission Yakaitwa is known as a negotiation, that's why I'm a politician. Commission Yaganga are my judge, and I'm a judge. I don't know. Man, we don't pay for going there. We don't pay for
You heard what Po is saying there. He raised a very two important points that I think are significant. First, he is saying that to save money, Mr. Mnangagwa could have appointed retired judges in Zimbabwe to conduct the inquiry, and secondly saying that the money that is being used to pay these commissioners could have been used to compensate those who lost their relatives and also those who lost their properties following the protest.
Those are very critical points, I guess. And we've been trying to get hold of Mr. Pilif Kaole of ZANU-PF and Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former parliamentarian. So maybe their numbers are not getting through. And then we've got KB John, who says, these people are not serious about our lives. I don't know why they're doing all this kind of a thing. Then Pamela Kumar writes, the Kukurawundi is a very, very sensitive issue. It must be handled with care. Then Charles Sitenge says, I'm watching you guys from Lukulu, Zambia. Then I've got Comrade Sankara, who says, Gibbs, I've actually sent you an inbox. I've been checking. I haven't seen a thing there. Then Rapaleng Domo saying, I'm watching you from Ekoli. Yeah, so do we have any people?
Of course, we have Tagara Mastermind Eno, who says, watching from Canada. Canada is just across the border, Gibbs, from here. Thank you so much. We also have Nathan Fraser Cheeks, and also Courtney Mpemi Koti. Arikuti kunetsa kwese kuri kuita zvinhu muZimbabwe vabereki vedu vakanotora mapraza vasiri kugona kurima. That's another issue, right? Blessing Dilix. We also have Bonwell Mukwasi, who is saying, please call me. Thank you, Bonwell. We'll try to call you. We also have Effort Silver Chiwota. Thank you so much. Now let's go back to Mukoma Makomborero. Muchiripo here parunari.
Yeah, Njiripo.
Mkoma Makomborero, murikunzwa vamwe imi mamuchiti hamusi kufara necommission iyi. Mkoma po vanga vachiti pada nepakatsvagwa vatigati vanamutongi gava kana kuti vatongi vakaenda pamudyika ndigere. Imi munofunga kuti ndiani aifanira kunga achiongorora zvakaitika musi wa1 izvi?
Chekutanga vamunangagwa vana kodzero yekuti vaappointe commission nekuti ivo ndiye muridzi wenyaya. Ndiye munhu akatuma mazuva kunouraya vanhu. Ndiye munhu akauraya vanhu. Saka vana kodzero kwanga vachapoenda commission. Commission mukarachiro paSouth Africa vamuhandi. PaSouth Africa kumba kwavo uku pakaita nyaya state capture South Africa. Haasi vaasi President Jacob Zuma vakapoenda commission kufumbaya. Yakapoenda independently. And mnom Zimbabwe tinawana kwasa zvita. Tagara one. Mapurisa anosvika kwaari kuita vanhu vebato reMVC Alliance. Vaite makufanya kanyonga ngavasunge ka boss mamwe asi zvakapfura vano zikanwana vana Mason kanyonga uye ngava
haruzivishe hatingataure haruzivishe mukoma makombera hatingataure mazita evanhu nekuti ndo basa recommission hatidi kuti tiendere pamberi ngatingonangane hedu nemubvunzo tisingataure kuti ninga akadai zvatisina humbo kana pazobuda kana kuti anenge aine humbo anokwanisa kuti aende hake kumatare nekuti kuti titaure mazita evanhu vasingakwanise kuti vauye panhepfenyuro pari zvino vachizvidefenda zvinonetsa. Toda kutiraya kuti tiavoide izvozvo. Ngatitaure hedu asi tisingataure mazita evanhu vasipo.
Alright. Saka ndiri kuti vaAmazon Mnangagwa havana kodzero kuti vapoende commission for inquiry.
Saka paifanira kuitwa
Human Rights Commission. Vaikwanisa vanobasa rupa mutemo wangu asazviita. And chimwe futi chiripo ndechekuti zvirani kuti itoitwa tine machurch vakuru vemachurch tine vakuru vemapoka akasiyana siyana vanokwanisa kunge vachitarisa munyaya iyi kana dai hurumende yedu yanga iine chidokwa dokwa chekunyatsobudisa chokwadi pachena asi apa zvavari kuda kungoita ndezvekungoti vanoda kutsimbiridza nyaya iyi kuti vazvichenese ivo vageze ropa rimaoko avo vachishandisa mari nekubhadhara vanhu vanobva kunze kwenyika nekubhadhara vanhu vanodhura neuri mukatarisa nyange nyaya yekuti vaenda kubulawa unosva kuti vaenda kunodii hapainyaya yengoti vanhu vekomisheni vaone dzimwe mari maallowance matraveling allowance vanogara mumahotera vachidya isiwa nemuzimbabwe tichitambura nokuti vanhu ava vabhadhagwe nemabhondi nosa vabhadhagwe nemarts vanga vachibhadhagwa nemaforex nemaus dollar aya ari kudai kunetsa aya ari kudai kuti tikushava mafuta ekubikisa tikushava mamafuta edzimotikari. Saka
tinotenda
zvose zvekuitwa zvekomisheni iyi hazvisi
zvinozvina kukodzera
zvinongenda mukoma makombolero
kuti munanga gwava nakukodzera kuti vato vapoenda commission pachavo nekuti munhu achiri kuti ndiye muridzi wenyaya apa kurwa kwevanhu
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma makombolero ngatiti gaga kuti vamwe vaite vachipinda. Gibbs, we have another guest.
Yes, we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former parliamentarian. He's a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, very fine. Sorry we got you, you know, right at the end of the show. Blessing can last away.
Now, Honorable Chuma, we spoke earlier on when I was doing my Shona show. Many people are still asking why do you think it's important that the people of Matabeleland be heard about an issue that happened in Harare?
Well, my perspective is that Zimbabwe is a unitary country. This is one country, whether in Harare or in Bulawayo or in Mutoko or Plumtree. So the occurrences of the 1st of August are some things that are regrettable and should not happen. And there's nothing wrong with the spreading your wings and hearing from other quarters or corners of the country as to how things should have been done or how they should be done or how they should be prevented from happening. So really, going to Bulawayo to me should not be something that must then be newsworthy like we're probably going to Mars or something. Because that's going to a part of Zimbabwe where one day this same thing that happened in Harare could happen in Bulawayo, it could happen in Mutoko, it could happen in Wange. So what is wrong is then opening up and saying, Zimbabwe, this affected all of us. Because the people that died there are Zimbabwe. They are part of us. They are our relatives. So we need to know. We need to consult further. Is there anything wrong with that?
Mhm. Ye golite abantu bakhuluma lapha bathi kodwa kusobala ukuthi lamhla bebengafuni ama commissioners kumbe isithi abantu bebandla leZANU-PF bavimbile zokukhulunywa ngodaba lokuground ngoba kulomuntu otheko lapho e testifier wakhombela umfanekiso kaMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wathi ubaba lo elimbona umpicture wakhe lapha okukhanyayo wabulala abazali bami. So, okay, I'm going to call you into this jarring college.
But the underbundy ego over you will not say I go no. Guapuya commission ego ground of Lawa. Yakumula and Genela, a brethren in Christ Church, a set drop and go like Guapan. By Vimbel, I would hear him say as well. Baba Usindo, but stabilizing Goma, by Zagonke, Yaibuya Uzokumula in the ego ground. Oh, he could lap a low moon to. Obekume ngodaba lolu kwakumele akhulume khona bana ukuthi hayi bakithi mina ngabula lo ubabami abazali bami ngumuntu lowo kodwa ngesikhathi sana abakwenzanga khona kwana bazimba namuhla le commission ibuyile ihamba ngodaba oluthiyeneyo bahlala besilona akuhambele into 1 njengodriver weambulance laba bantu babuye behambele udaba lukamhla ka 1 August abalani nalokho okwenzakalayo ngesikhathi sana seGugulawun so noma ngazi ukukhulume ngakho khona kwana kibo abalayo abalalilungele kumbe ngesikhiwa bokuthi imandate yokuthi bakucubungule kumbe bakuthathe kumbe benzeni ngakho abalakho khona kwa abalakho yileyani icommission eyabuyayo leyana eyayibuye izocula khona kwana abangayivumelana nangokuthi bona bayiyekele ezi umsebenzi wayo pho le esibuyile usifakela lodaba olungayisilo.
Ye siyakuzwa Juma ubambe khona pho ungayikatshana. So what Mr. Juma is saying is that this commission is specifically looking at the Harare issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the mandate to go to any city because this may occur in the future, you know, in any other city. And they say they're not obliged to discuss the Gugulawun issue. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what Ufuzwayo angathi nakhonoko. Iba Ufuzwayo ngamafitshane sibili akumpheli luchuma khonapho. Uthi hayi phela bona ngapho i-commission lay ilande okweHarare hathi ohambelana nombuqazi weGugulawun. Ngena khona.
Okuthiwa nguchuma kuyadanisa ngoba eqinisweni elithilayo ama-events azama ukukhuluma ngawo eye-brotheren vele i-commission liyana e-NPRC yayingalandanga uzodiscussa ngento eGugulawun vele babesenza ama-tours kuma-provinces abangaqalisi anything. Ungambuza ukuthi chuma i-commission le-NPRC why is it bata ikahambi yefika ebhalakwa why is it that I can be again where there are mass graves? That is where the question is. Because uma ukhuluma ngento yegugurawonda nje azoziyikhulume ngayo uthi kwangona uzayidiscusa koBulawayo. You have to go to community. And that is where the problem is. Ukuthi community, i-commission ngayahambi kuma-community since the adoption of the constitution. And lokhu akukhulumayo ijuma, I don't think very yaku-understanda layo yena mnikazi ukuthi ukhuluma ngani. Akakazi afike lapho i-commission le khona. I-commission le uhulumende yona le. Akakayinikezi enough resources to go and meet ama-victims. Because i-NPRC does not necessarily deal with i-gugurawonda. It deals with all the human rights violations ayenzakalayo eZimbabwe before the inception of the Human Rights Commission. Ngiyethethela ngawo and i-gugurawonda is part of them. And ama-victims that, no, you can't equate to i-gugurawonda to 2008 violence and all these other violences because that is genocide. So that is the context.
So all what he's saying is that, you know, you're cross-referring to what Mr. Chuma is saying about the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. He says, you know, this NPRC is not yet constituted enough to actually visit people in rural areas and discuss the issue of gugurawonda. So he says this commission is supposed to be doing that, but is not doing it. So who is going to do it? Since this other commission is not even doing it. So, I mean, he's really confused over the kind of issue, you know. He says this shouldn't happen the way it is today.
Tinenge tinemwe mutereri, magadi. Magadi mutereri parunara.
Magadi ayu.
Zorai volume radio nyati zonzwa nani.
Okay.
Taurai tins.
And I'm about to run the city in Bagano over Papaya Oshira. The Rupana Commission is voted in Yikayo, says Naganaba Sakanamusoro, but you see a Pagetic Ranya. Inaya Shinji, the Kawan, the Kataka Kumakuta, Kasiana, the Sinagumbo to attack the Gata Sayer between the Commission is. For example, Nyaya Quiet City, Yakatika, Yakutika Bombaria, a Pana Commission Yakasetwa. Hapana munhu akatendera nyika aitsvaka umbovo. Sake komisheni yazokoshesa yakoshei. Saka kana achita vaita tsvakurudzo, ngaite tsvakurudzo muHarare pakaitikira nyaya. Kana vaine chokwadi chokuti havazivi kuti vanhu munhu akatuma masoja ndiani. Ngatsvakire nyaya kuHarare.
Vari kutika vari kutyira kuti pada. Zvinogona kuzoitikawo rimwe gore kune dzimwe nzvimbo idzodzi uye vachitiwo pane vanhu vanogona kunge vanga vari muHarare pakaitikira chiitiko ichi asi vachigara kuBulawayo nekudaro varida kunzwa kubva kwavari.
Hatingataure zvisati zvaitika zvakaitika zviripo. Ngatsvagirwe nyaya kuHarare kwayakaitikira.
Haiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda nhasi chazvo mandigonerawo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru, tinofara kana vapinda muchirongwa ndechenyu. That's our caller there is saying that he is not impressed by what the commission has done to go and conduct hearings in Bulawayo when this unfortunate event actually happened in Harare. And of course, I said to him, we talked to one of the commissioners, Professor Maduku, who is saying the reason why they went to Bulawayo and the reason why they are going to other towns, they are in Gweru tomorrow, by the way, they will be in Manicaland, is that they don't want this to happen again in the near future. So they want to go to Zimbabweans, hear them out, and then apart from investigating the August 1 killings, they also want to come up with some recommendations to give to the president. But he's saying still he's not happy.
I guess our time is up. Blessing is exactly on the hour. And we wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Mbuso Fuzwayo of Ipechu Likazulu, Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former ZANU-PF parliamentarian, and Mr. Makomborero
Aruzilishe.
A former student leader, and he testified at the commission some other time in Harare. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying, have a lovely, lovely weekend.
And this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu. Have a blessed weekend. Good night.